The Murray Bridget Show is on this Saturday. President Jeff Gale joins me now to tell us what's in store. Thanks for joining me in studio, President Gale.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here.
Really stoked this is happening in spite of all the challenges. I imagine it was a bit of a tricky call to make while all these other ag shows have decided to pull the pin.
Yes, after last year not having a show, we were determined to try and get one. We got to the situation where it keeps on changing all the time, the rules, but we felt, well, if we just push forward and say, right, we're going to have a show, then someone will have to stop us. And at this stage, we haven't got complete approval, but we have been told that we will have a show, but we may have to reduce the numbers we've asked for.
Oh, okay.
So it's going ahead. But we've got, all the sideshows are on the grounds already, and there's a busy mob of people over there at the moment. And we've got a trades hall with a lot of people. I think there's 30 or 40 sites in there, and there's the beef cattle this year. They've got a record entry. They've got over 70 cattle there.
Wow.
And just a couple of the other things. I think the cookery's got a record entry in the pavilion. And needlework's got a very high rate too. So it's just, I think they're a bit, the people that exhibit are also wanting to show people what they've got.
Absolutely. And what they've been doing over the past year or two.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. Nobody knows. So
yeah.
It's just that a lot of the beef cattle have come, they've come because most of them are coming from the southeast. And they've come because shows down there have been closed down, and they want to give their sheep, their cattle, a bit of a run before they go to Mount Gambier, which is a prestigious show in the southeast. So it's good to see them all coming. It's hopefully they'll follow on in other years and just keep on coming, because it's a we've got plenty of area over there. It's one thing that's held us instead with the with the plan is that we've got over, well, I think we can have about over 40,000 people there if
want
to. But
at the showgrounds?
On the showgrounds. But we'd have to fit them in every spare spot if we could do it. But there's a extreme thrill ride there this year, which it's not for me, so I don't need those thrills nowadays. But for the young ones, it's what they challenge their nerves and that sort of thing on it. So it's just, and there's another big octopus type ride there that can act for the ones in between, and then you get down to the teacups and for the littlies in there. So it's falling into place. It's like you said before, it has been a challenge to get where we are, but we just said that, yes, we're going ahead and we'll cover all the bases, and we just hope that people do the right COVID rules and do social distancing and that sort of thing, and then we'll all enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. Jeff Gale, you're the new president. How did you get involved in this capacity?
In the capacity of president, I think it's probably a case that nobody else wanted the job. But I was part of the people that built that back in the 1960s, and when it looked like it might fold, I put my hand forward, and they accepted.
Oh, right. And that was because of COVID issues, that it was looking troublesome?
Yes, no one really knew what was going on, because it's kept on changing all the time, so I don't think anybody's really wanted to put themselves in that position. So I've got two sons on the farm now, so I've got a little bit of spare time, so I thought I'd put forward.
Oh, good on you. What are you most excited about checking out and engaging with at the Murray Bridge Show this year?
Being a farmer, I look at all the farming things more than the pavilion type of thing, and it's just I will spend time down looking at the beef cattle, because there's some pretty good breeders bringing some pretty good cattle sort of things out there. And the sheep, like the other thing that we've also had over there is that because the Adelaide show didn't go ahead, we have the state judging for the rural ambassador there, and I'd like to be seen, because that's virtually the cream of the young people out of the rural areas that are coming along, and I'd like to be sort of in a situation where I can see them operate and just see which ones are going to be in the future for leaders in the industry.
Yeah. You've got mini goats this year?
Yes, we've got mini goats this year. They're, naturally enough, a smaller version of the other goats, and there's quite a few coming. They will attract a lot of the little kids because they're just, well, that's a funny say, talking about goats. That's just something there that'll attract all the little ones.
So, And very interesting to hear about Autism Friendly Hour. Tell us about this.
Yes, from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock, we will keep the noise down as much as we can. My daughter Michelle has been conferring with the autism people, and we're going to do what they ask us to do and things like that. I guess when you're in a situation where you, particularly like we are, like with COVID this year, you do feel for those people that have some sort of setback that they have to dodge, sort of thing.
So, like sensory overload and that sort of thing.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So if they want to come along in that time, I think they probably will, and that will mean that they won't have to compete with all the older ones and that sort of thing. So it's something that they deserve, and we thought we'd handle it for them.
Oh, that sounds good. So a dimming of the lights and a quieter space between 9 and 10 on Saturday at the Murray Bridge Show. The lawn mowing races sound like a lot of fun.
Yes, I've got earmuffs on at the moment to hear you, but I think the people will need the earmuffs when they get near, because the same people were at Corunda Sheep Fair and you could hear them about 2 km away, so... We've got a real spread of things for, but like the ute muster and everything, like when they line up and do their barking, there's going to be a fair bit of noise too. Mm. So it's just, there's a real spread of things that are going to be there this year.
Yeah, there's a celebration of cars as well, right?
Yes, the cruising club and some of the car clubs like the Monaros and the Chargers and that sort of thing. We've got people from them coming along. So,
what time is the Grand Parade?
Grand Parade is 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Oh, that sounds fun. We are giving away tickets every morning on The Breakfast Show. One more chance tomorrow morning on Up and Adam, so keep an ear out for your opportunity for that. And we'll also be drawing the winner of a $50 voucher for some show rides, which is pretty exciting. Otherwise, buy tickets at the gates or at IGA.
Yes, IGA, and also Tribooking have online for us. If you go on there and click on the Murray Bridge Show, and you'll be able to book through Tribooking. It's something that was suggested to us by SA Health that we wouldn't have the congestion at the gate if we sold a few earlier on. So
excellent. Oh, an absolute delight to have you in the studio today, President Jeff Gale. Thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Good to be here.